Well, you know, we've got a lot of new moving parts, you know, and I think that we're coming along steadily. You know, there's still a lot to be learned. You know, out here at practice, we get so many different looks, and those things are helping us immensely because we see a lot of things that we might only see. Like, we had a blitz period yesterday with about 5 or 6 zero covers, 8 men coming. We might only see that once a game. We might not even see it for 3 weeks. So we're doing a lot of things that hopefully is going back into their long-term memory because we're going to need it later. So from a mental standpoint, you know, we're progressing daily. And the good thing is we still got 3 more weeks.
How difficult is getting your unit ready with the new contact rules or lack of contact rules, or however you want to?
I can't really answer that because last time I was in the NFL was back in the 90s when we had a lot of contact and a lot of things. It's a different game now, but you know, it's also more of a mental game now than it was back then. There's a lot of things that you have to think split second decisions, and there's got to be proper calls, and people all got to be on the same page, and we're getting better working together as a group. But we keep shifting guys in and out, moving guys to different positions, and I think that's going to help us down the stretch because at game time, you only got 7 of them, mm-hmm. and they got to know multiple things. And so we're working the kinks out, and we're just going to keep working at it. And I think they're really paying attention, though. I mean, it's a good group of young men to work with.
How's that right tackle battle shaping up here going into the Baltimore game?
Well, it's really a shame what happened to Mike. You know, Mike was coming along really good, but, you know, it's anytime there's an injury, it opens up opportunities for other people. And Lamar Holmes in the last 3 days has really picked up his pace. It's amazing what happens to anybody in any profession when you're given an opportunity. People seize the moment, and he's got to seize the moment and go with it. And I'll tell you what, the other young man that's getting reps in there, Ryan is doing a heck of a job. You know, he's a first-year guy, and he's picking up things fast, and there's a lot being thrown at him. So, you know, like I said, we still got 3 more weeks, and every day is critical. And every day in that film room is critical. And we're getting a lot of extra work now. Because once the season starts, once again, you're on an hour rule. Right now, we get a lot of good time with these guys.
What areas does Lamar need to improve in to win that job?
Well, you know, he's got very good feet. He's got really good athletic ability. He just needs experience of downs. There's a lot of different looks and adjusting to movement and those type of things, which are going to come as we practice and as we get into the games. And a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, when you prepare for a game, your plan gets isolated. We got everything in the playbook in now. We're running everything in the playbook. The defense is running everything in their playbook. When you get into a game, it's more, you know, isolated down to a bigger picture for you. You know, there's not as many things. Right now, we've got the whole spectrum going. So there's a lot of things going on. When we get into our game planning and we get ready, you know, it'll get more zeroed in, more focused, and I think that'll really help.
How's his conditioning? Is that where it needs to be?
No, you know, he's done a great job with it. He played 39 plays the last game against Cincinnati, and the guy was alert, going hard the whole time. And, you know, the way we practice out here, we're always on the move. So conditioning happens daily here.
And I was just going to ask you about, you know, next week we and you will get a better gauge because you will game plan for
It's very basic, though. It's based on 2 preseason games, you know. So
okay,
it's not like a regular game plan where you.
Yeah, I realize that. I'm just thinking it might give.
But you know, we'll just have a more of a condensed package. Yeah, we'll have a more defined package where we'll just be running certain plays out of certain sets and things like that. So we'll just be working on those things. Plus, we'll be working against a scout team instead of talking about Baltimore, but facing Atlanta every day. You know what I mean?
Last Thursday, with the first team offense, were you purposely running to Lamar's side and kind of thrown to his side to test him out?
Well, I don't think that was really part of it. I just think that, you know, we're going to run what's called. Once again, you know, a lot of our plays are checks, so a lot of times those guys are listening. We're not so sure. That's how the quarterback sees it.
Coach, about that backup interior spot, could you talk a little bit about Philip Keith Manley, Harlan Gunn, and Joe Holly, some of those guys competing for that that spot?
Well, we have a lot of guys, just like you said, working on it. And I think one of the keys to this is going to be who has the more position flexibility, you know. And so that's why they're learning all the different positions. I mean, we've even got Philip playing out at left tackle right now. So he got some reps the other day at left tackle. He might get some reps at left tackle against the Ravens. So, you know, right now there's a lot of things going on. And these guys have got to be sharp. And the guy that can help you at more positions and do more things a lot of times we'll have an advantage on that. And right now they're competing very, very hard. And I'll tell you what, I'm really excited about this group of young men and how they're picking things up. You know, you go from left guard to right guard to center, or you go from left guard to left tackle to right guard. You know, that's a lot of movement. Those are a lot of moving parts.
And Philip Keith, he was a guy on the practice squad last year. I guess came in a little heavy, but it looks like he's working his way back in the good graces of the...
He was on our regular squad last year.
Oh, yeah. Started him.
Yeah, he was on our regular squad. He was in our active list of 53. And, yeah, I think he's coming along well. You know, we're putting a lot on these guys. Uh-huh. You know, we're putting a lot on them. There's a lot of things they got to know. The game is not a real simple game. It's, you got to make split-second decisions. A lot of it's based on what you hear. It could change on an easy. It could change right now, and they got to snap to it. You know, it's easy for us to go watch film and, well, I should have done this. Hey, it's going to happen like that. And the guys that can react to it and adjust to it, that's going to give them thumbs up.
With Schrader, such a big jump from Division II, where he was playing last year, to this level, how is he handling that? And, you know, what does he kind of have to do to be able to win?
I think he's doing really well. There was a day about 3 days ago he hit a wall a little bit, like a lot of young guys do. I hit a wall last year coming to Atlanta in my first fall camp. I mean, I hit the wall. I mean, the language is all new, and you know, I was hearing words like 62 to me used to be a different protection than 62 is here, and I'd have a flashback. So, you know, sometimes guys hit a wall. You know, and another thing that's interesting about Ryan, when you look at him, you know, he never played football in high school. He was 5'9" in the 11th grade. So here's a guy that's a late bloomer. He's only played 3 years of football, and I'll tell you what, the thing that he has incredible balance. You know, he really has great balance. His hips, he plays with leverage, and he's a very smart kid. But like anything else, you know, I think as time goes on, this guy, I think his ceiling is very high. But you know, we're at a point now where it's leveled off a little bit, and I think it'll start to climb again. But, you know, you talk about a guy that's had a heavy dose. He's had a heavy dose, and I think he's responded very well.
Were you happy with the way Hans communicated with the whole group out there on Thursday night?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that Peter did in the offseason. Paul and I told him the biggest thing he can do the day we left after the season was over, and once we found out that Mudd wasn't coming back, hey, the number one thing you got to do, Peter, you got to master the playbook. Because when we come back, if you're going to be the guy in the middle making the calls, the rest of the group has got to say, hey, this guy's got it. You know, respect is gained through knowledge. And he has come back with a great understanding of the playbook. And he's running the show inside. And that was the number one thing he had to do, was come in and take that thing over. And I think he did a great job in the offseason really studying the playbook. And coming back, and when that meeting starts, we always, you know, when there's things up on the board, we put it on, Peter, what's the call? And he has responded very, very well. And he's doing it out on the field also.